Newsday, let's talk about Nigerian oil. Always an interesting subject for us. And we're talking about oil mining lease 17. It's an oil field which, 45% of it belong to Shell, Total and Eni, the Italian, Dutch, Anglo and French oil companies. They've sold out and it's been bought by a Nigerian investment company, Ayers Holding. So why are the multinationals getting out? And is it good news that the Nigerians are getting in? Joining us from Lagos is economist Bismarck Rouene. We need a bit of enlightenment on this, Bismarck. Why would such a valuable asset be sold by the multinationals?
Actually, this is optimization of assets by the multinationals. There are three types of assets in Nigeria. There's the land and swamp, there's the offshore, and there's the deep water. In the offshore and the deep water, the what accrues to the multinationals is much higher than that in the that on the land and swamp. Besides, land and swamp is also full of risk because of restlessness and activities of the militants. So what has happened is that there's a rationalization of the assets because of the oil price dropping, and also it meets the other objective of getting local content. So you have Hairs Holdings, Tony Elumelo Foundation, and Transcorp, which are very well, very reputable Nigerian investors who have the resources, and they've actually paid for this, and the total amount is $1.1 billion. And this is a good move, both for the investors, for the government, and for the multinationals.
Right, so it's a win-win-win on three ways. And I should say, of course, that the government still owns a major stake in it. So this is a land and swamp. It's a great phrase I didn't know, Bismarck, so thanks for that. It's a land and swamp oil field. Is it good news for Nigeria that Nigerians are raising the money and have the confidence to go and take this on? What is it that they think they can do that the multinationals couldn't?
No, first and foremost, the profits are retained by Nigerians, and so that helps. Everywhere across the world, sovereign nations, host communities are trying to have a skin in the game rather than having the old structure where the multinationals come in and get all the revenues out. So it serves the objective of economic patriotism on one hand, but also it helps to create jobs and transfer of technology and management skills. And that is why you select the kind of Nigerian partners you want, that those that have capacity. And Hairs Holding has shown that they have a track record.
But if land and swamp is dangerous, particularly for the security, or less reliable for the security reasons that you outlined, if that hits multinationals, doesn't that hit a Nigerian company just as hard? Or are they better at dealing with that?
They're probably better at dealing with it because Hairs Holding actually belongs to people who are from the Niger Delta themselves. So you have what they call the son of the soil credentials, which helps you to negotiate better. But not all the time, but in any case, they have some risk insurance which will help you. But at least that's the first step. The longest journey in the world starts with the first step.
Of course. Well, listen, fascinating. Thank you very much indeed, Bismarck. Bismarck Rouene, Nigerian economist on the line from Lagos.
Newsday, BBC World Service. We're going to talk about COVID vaccinations now because...